What is up, you guys? Welcome back to another episode of Keem Keeming. So in today's episode, we're gonna just take a dive and just I'm gonna tell you guys who I am. Who is Keem? That is what we will be getting into in this episode. I have been basically out of touch, out of reach for some years. So here's what I've been up to. Thank you for tuning in. Today's episode is sponsored by Beezy Coffee. Now, if you're not familiar with Beezy Coffee, look, they offer some of the best organic cold brew products there are on Amazon, bro. They not only have Amazon's choice products, but they also have Amazon bestsellers. You have to check them out. Their link to their website will be down in the description below, beezycoffee.com. Be sure to use code Rakim10 at checkout. Now, let's go ahead and get into today's episode. All right, you guys, welcome back to another episode with Keem Keeming. And in this episode, bro, I'm really just going to introduce myself. Like, who is Keem? That is the mystery, I feel like, because I'm like a myth almost. I'm that friend that's going to cap, bro. Like, I will say, like, you know, the idea sound good. Like, hey, yeah, let's slide here, bro. I'm not coming. Don't even, you know, you got to take it with a grain of salt, bro. Like, don't even include me. Like, I'm an imaginary person, bro. I just be out the way. I just be under the radar, bro. Like, that's, I don't know. That's just how I always been, like, since a kid. I just like being off to myself. Like, going out through high school. Like, in high school, yeah, you link up, you click up and stuff like that. College, you link up, click up. But I always found myself, bro, just being isolated. I just like being to myself. It's so peaceful. I ain't got to worry about nobody else cutting up. I'm just off in my own world, bro. What, Tango? I tell you, boy. That boy, that's fast. He fast as hell. But anyways, I decided to hop on the mic today to really just introduce y'all to me, because it's a lot of people that ain't seen me in years. It's a lot of people that ain't even heard from me in years, bro. I have really be off the radar. You got to hear from me, bro. You have a higher chance of, like, emailing me, bro. I'm so serious. And I was saying this like 3-4 years ago. I was telling people, like, bro, you have a higher chance of emailing me and I get back with you. I was like, if you call me, I'm probably not going to answer. If you text me, I'm probably not going to answer. My phone is usually in work mode or do not disturb. So, like, I'm not just getting all of my notifications off the bat, bro. But it's been like this for years. Like, that's just how I've always been. Now, granted, I work, like, I actually had, like, real deal jobs back then where I'm on the clock. So, in my spare time, bro, I was building with what to what I got going right now. But in the midst of all of that, you know, me trying to chase my dreams and me going out there, bro, like, I really have distanced myself way further than I realized. And I feel like a lot of my business ventures are just, like, my different hobbies and everything. You know, like, I've always separated every single last thing that I do, all of my different hobbies, I've separated and made into their own thing. But now I'm starting to come back. Like, life is coming back full circle for me. Luckily, I'm glad that I did branch off and do all of these different things, because now I'm able to make myself into one big-ass bucket, one jack-of-all-trades. That's what a lot of people have called me. And that is me. That is who I am. Keem is a juggernaut, a resilient juggernaut guy who can just do damn near anything, bro. And I'm not saying that in a cocky way. I'm really saying this in the most humblest way, bro. If I don't know how to do something, I am going to figure it the fuck out. Straight up. It ain't no negotiations, bro. If I really want to know, I will figure it out. And I will figure out how to do it the easiest, the most convenient, efficient way possible. Like, I am so detailed oriented. That's just like with ChatGPT and all of this different, like, artificial intelligence that's been coming out. Bro, artificial intelligence is literally about to make all of my dreams become automatic. Everything that I do. Which is why I consider myself a juggernaut. So let's go ahead, let's take a step back real quick. So a lot of people, I really fell off of the radar, you know what I'm saying? When I was around like 19, 20 years old, I was born and raised in Greenville, but I left Greenville around that age time. I just wanted to pursue my dreams, bro. I wasn't seeing eye to eye with some people, and I just got tired of Greenville. I was like, I need to change my environment. I need to see things that are better. I need to change the environment. And a lot of people, you know, with you being 19 or 20, bro, you might be scared as hell trying to do that, saying like, hey, look, I'm finna hop off the porch, no game plan. Bro, sometimes you gotta do what the hell you gotta do, bro. I swear, that's just how it be, bro. You just got to jump off and do it. The sooner that you do it, bro, I'm telling you. Think about it like this. When you was a kid, everybody as a kid, I guarantee you had a teacher that was like, look, if you finish your test, you got 50 minutes, right? The faster you finish your test, the more you could just get on your phone and chill. Or like you could talk to somebody. So I used to be that person, bro. I'm trying to get shit knocked out 5 minutes, bro. So I got 45 minutes to chill. I got to take a 20-minute nap and get on my phone for the rest of the time. You see, that's how my work ethic always been. So look, I'm a workaholic. Let's go ahead and add that up there. I'm a workaholic for real. But, you know, after I left there, bro, and I came to Conway, I was like, bro, I have to figure all of this shit out. So what's the first thing that I started doing? Well, I was podcasting right before I hit the road, and I had jumped into YouTube. Now, a lot of people will probably be like, you know, by now you'll probably have a platform. Look, when you young, get your hands in as many things as possible. Don't stick there and thug it out and wing it. Don't do all of that. Learn as much information as you can. Get the basics. Get everything you need to survive and move on. That's going to go over a lot of people here, and a lot of people probably will not understand me when I say that. Get the information that you need and keep it pushing. You can always come back and build. You have to, it's all about setting that foundation first. You have to set the foundation. So whenever I came to Conway, what did I get into? I got the flipping on eBay. So I started learning that young, how to flip. So worst case scenario, I can take something, put it on eBay, Poshmark, Facebook Marketplace, and make a profit. E-commerce, that is what I learned. I learned bare bones e-commerce before drop shipping and all of this. Like, drop shipping wasn't really a thing like that. And I ain't gonna cap, just because I'm thinking about drop shipping. Actually, when drop shipping first came out, I made like $5,000 in a week. I made like $3,000 or $5,000 in 1 week, bro. And I felt so bad. I was like, this is so unfair. I gave everybody their money back. I sent the full refund to everybody. Yeah. Like, I got in this shit early. Like, this is what I meant by I've been hustling. I've been dibbling dabbling. But anyways, with me getting into podcasting, what did they teach me how to do? Public communication, how to talk, how to take something that I've learned and give it back into a microphone and teach somebody else. Education will always be a business. Always. And people are always, even you can understand, bro, there are teachers that taught you better than other teachers. Who knows? I could be that teacher or that person for a lot of people out there. Podcasting also taught me how to edit audio. Whenever I got into YouTubing, guess what they helped me to do? Get into video editing, video production. I didn't have a videographer. I was my own videographer. So boom, I became a videographer. I had to become a professional videographer. Now, like, yes, like now I am technically I consider myself a professional videographer because I've been doing it for so long. And I feel like I am decently good. Well, I ain't gonna say professional. Professional sound too ugh. Bro, I'm a videographer, bro. I'm cold with it. I'm nice with it. Let me just say it like that. I ain't gonna say I'm pro. I'm nice with it, for real. Fast forward, you know what I'm saying, with the e-commerce. I'm taking all of these different things and I'm learning stuff. Boom. Next thing you know, I'm still keeping up with Gary Vaynerchuk the whole time. He also goes by Gary V. Canva comes about. Canva was this app that, you know, I mean, everybody knows Canva now, but back then when it first came out, it wasn't Canva how it is now. Like, now you can full on edit videos with Canva. But I got to dealing with Canva whenever it first came out. Wix, when it first came out. How to build websites. So not only did I just get into, and WordPress. I got into WordPress. So not only did I start out podcasting, start out becoming a videographer, YouTuber. Now, look at all of the skills that I've learned to run all of these things by myself. That's literally, and then honestly, now all of those skills that I've learned, those are high ticket skills that you can learn right now and easily make $100,000 a piece. You can easily make $100,000 being a travel videographer. You can build websites, graphic design. You can clear $100,000 graphic design. Depends on how hard you go. And honestly, with Wix and everything, all it did was get me into like X coding and stuff like that. So like app development. Bro, there are people out here, bro, I could probably make, you know what I'm saying, one app a month and still make decent money. Like, I could probably make six figures making 1 to 2 apps a month. If I secure the right clientele. So I work 24 days. I mean, not 24 days, my fault. But let's say I just work, well, I ain't gonna say 1 or 2. I ain't gonna say I work 1 or 2 days out of the month though, because that really wouldn't matter. But you know, if I did 1 to 2 apps per month, bro, I could still clear six figures. So look at how many skills that I've developed to get into all of this. With video editing, not just a video editor. Like, yes, video editors, bro, you know, video editors, if you're a professional, bro, you can charge anywhere from $1,000 to $10,000 per minute. So, yes, people can send you a 5-minute video to edit and you done cashed out $5,000 right then and there off of 5 minutes, bro. Being a videographer, bro, reels are everywhere. Everybody want to shoot reels, but not everybody want to actually film the reels themselves. People don't want to edit that shit, bro. You can go out there and do that, make six figures. So all of these skills that I've learned, just keep them, put them in a bucket. Just throw them in a bucket. So I moved on from that. Guess what I did? I started working in the kitchen. Folks would be like, what the hell? That's off the wall. No, I started working with the kitchen because guess what? Back then, I had a website blog with Chaotic Fitness. That's where I used to upload all of my websites. So a lot of shit with the recipes and the cooking and shit, I've been doing this shit since way back then. So I got into a restaurant so I could learn how to work a restaurant. So, because guess what? Life always come back full circle. I paid attention to the people I need to pay attention to. I asked the right questions. I asked the right people the right questions. I kept searching for information. I know I worked in the kitchen, so I know how the bare bones of the restaurant is functioning. Like, yes, you need somebody to handle the papers and stuff like that. I just knew over time dealing with business, I'm going to learn all of it. But a restaurant ain't finna function without that kitchen. Straight up. Who are you putting in your kitchen? That's what it made me. What kind of equipment do we have? How easy am I making this on my employees? You see what I'm saying? I'm peeping game like that. And plus, I'm bettering my cooking skills. People that follow me on Instagram now, what do? I put cooking reels up. Some got, I got reels that got like 15, 20, 50,000 views. Just straight up cooking reels. Or me pulling something out of the air fryer, bro. I got a video of me pulling the chicken out of an air fryer with 40, 50,000 views from like a couple years ago. So you got to think about that, bro. So I went and worked in the kitchen, not only for a private restaurant, I went and worked at a facility. That's where I got to be in a CNA. I got in the health side of things because one thing about it, jobs ain't going to go nowhere in healthcare. People are going to forever need healthcare in some shape, form, or fashion. People got to go to the hospital. Straight up. You need a CNA. That job ain't going nowhere. Worst case scenario, if nothing works out for me or if I need to buy out some time, guess what I can do? Go and be a CNA as long as they ain't trying to pressure me to go take the class to be certified. I always tell people I'm really cold with it. I'm one of the best you guys you're going to get. You feel me? But, you know, sometimes they'll make you try to go and take that class. But I got into the health. I got in the healthcare side of things. But how did that help me? That gave me more knowledge about, like, with me having Chaotic Fitness as a health and fitness brand, what to put in my body, what happens when you don't take care of your body. I used to work in cardiology, so I'm seeing that up front, up close and personal, every day, for a year. But also at the same time, guess what I'm still doing? I'm still keeping my skills fresh. I'm still doing graphic design and building websites and YouTube and then podcasting and editing videos. And I'm still doing all of that stuff. I'm still overall creating content on a consistent basis, on a consistent level. And I'm not necessarily half-assing it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm actually taking out time. I started to build efficiency. Fast forward a little bit more, I got into sales. Remember, keep all of these skills and stuff that I've learned over time. Now I done got into sales. Sold solar, worked for AT&T. AT&T was a drop shipper. So now I've properly learned and got all of the information on how to sell, how to build a team, how to scale my business. So I'm learning all of these things on top of all of the skills that I've already had. Also, I'm learning how to sell my skills. I learned how to sell properly. Professionally, I learned how to sell. I learned the blueprint into selling, the art of selling, because selling is an art. And one thing that people have always told me ever since I was a kid, well, actually, somebody told me this when I was grown, bro. Somebody was like, bro, I really think that you could sell me air. I really think that you could put air in a bottle and sell it to me. I was like, damn, that's wild. But I never had gotten into sales, tried to get into sales. And I mean, I had never gotten into it, but I had kept trying, but never got an opportunity until I got up here. So now I know the art of selling, how to sell. But look at all of the services that I have. I know how to pitch myself. I know how to outsource and hire people if I need to. But this is the thing about it. All of the skills that I did mention, I learned were digital. I could be anywhere in the world to build a website, to do graphic design, to build an app, to edit videos. There are ways to send this stuff to me digitally. I can edit it and send it right back to you. So I could be anywhere at any given second. I can make money without physically being there or taking out too much of my time. I don't have to be in a physical building. And one thing about me as a kid, I've always wanted to do whatever the fuck I want to do. Like, it ain't nothing. It's just that simple, bro. I've always wanted to do whatever I wanted to do. I don't like people having strings on me and being able to dictate what I can do, what I can't do, where I can go, where I can't go. Because if you tell me it's something that I can't do, like I said when I first started this, bro, life is figure outable. I'm going to figure out how to do it. And I'm going to make sure I'm damn good at it just because you told me I can't. But fast forward to now, I actually skipped a part. So after me doing so many things digital, everybody knows, especially with the content creation that's coming out now, everybody's motivational, start your own business type of deal. Everybody's starting a business. So my whole entire digital side, I am one of those rare brands, one of those rare people. I am a jack of all trades. Guess what I can do, bro? No matter what level of business you are, I have a service that can cater to you. Because over the years, I've been learning and perfecting it. I've been working on my craft. So anything that a business need, whether to get started from a slogan to names, logos, business cards, I can handle that. Medium size, you just want to make more profit, I can handle that. Large size, you already established, you want to just keep things going, stay within the loop within social media and stuff like that. Boom, like you need a social media manager, coordinator, or coordinator manager. Like, I could do stuff like that. Because I started so long ago. But this is just some free game for everybody. This is one thing that I learned in sales. Not only did I learn how to sell, but this is one thing that I learned. I learned life is like a pipeline. When you in sales, for instance, you go and get a sales job, all of the salesmen know exactly what I'm talking about and exactly where I'm going to go with this. A pipeline, whenever you get into sales, you think that just because you sold 10, whatever it was. So like, let's say you sold, for me, I used to work for AT&T. So let's say I sold 10 lines. If I sold 10 lines at the end of the week, right? I mean, in that 1 week, I'm probably not going to get paid off of that, off of them 10 lines until probably like 2-3 weeks away from now. But think about selling 10 lines around Christmas. Everything's backed up. So I may not get paid until, like, you know what I'm saying, 3 months from now. It can happen like that. Now, that's really drastic, okay? I don't want to scare y'all who probably work for AT&T or something. I don't want to scare y'all. I'm just saying. This is just an example, right? Damn. I don't know what the hell they do. That's a plane sounding like that, folk. That just don't sound good. They need to take that to the shop. Yeah, they need to take that to the shop. It look like a... No, there ain't no Gulfstream, though. I like doing stuff like that. For you guys who don't know much about me, I love airplanes. Like, I really want to buy an airplane. I really do. Like, that may sound crazy to some people, but I'm going to buy an airplane. I want a Gulfstream. But anyways, when it comes down to sales, bro, it's like a pipeline. So, like I said, with the 3 months out, that's drastic. It's not really the case. I mean, in some cases, it can be like that. Like, if you're selling solar, yes, you will have to wait a hot little second. Because you got permits, paperwork, all that kind of shit. But, you want to treat your life like a sales pipeline. So in sales, you want to sell for today to get paid for another time. You want to build up that bucket. Because in sales, the more that you sell, bro, it's going to be one day you're going to cash out a fat ass check. You ain't going to even realize it because that pipeline built. And whenever that pipeline build up, you're going to have a whole bunch of shit that crack off at one time. So that, bro, it was one time when I was in sales, bro, at my peak, I made $2,000 in 2 weeks. Well, I grossed like $3,000. Hold on. I can't remember. I know my first check, I got like $1,200 off of it. Let me see. No. It was like $2,000 because I hit for $1,200 after taxes on the first one. And then I hit for like another $8 and some change the next week, bro. So like, you could do stuff like that. But imagine if that's like solar, bro. If you get that many pops off, you get that many different sales, and bro, that's like, you know what I'm saying? Anyway, they could have been like $20,000, bro. Real talk. But like, you want to sell for today so you can reap that benefit for tomorrow, right? You want to treat your life like that. So a lot of people used to point at me and used to talk shit at me. I mean, talk shit about me. Like, man, you don't never sit down. You're not consistent. You're not, you never know. I gained all of the information that I needed and I kept it moving. I learned the game. I don't need to learn the system to everything. I just need to learn the game. I need to learn how to survive. What can I take out of here to where if I set this up on my own, like, we cool. Like, it can still, you know what I'm saying? Like, I have to polish it up and give it a little TLC, but what can get me going? That is what I take, and I'm gonna keep sliding. That's what I did as I worked jobs. Mind you, I never ever in my life imagined working a job, bro. When I was like 19, 20 years old and actually had to go get that job at the kitchen, I didn't even know what the fuck an interview like process went like. Bro, I'm sitting up there texting my mama, calling my grandma, like, bro, like, what am I supposed to do? What do I even wear? Bro, I ain't never think about this shit. I've been a hustler all my life. Back in the gap, bro, like, me and Reggie done walked the neighborhood with rakes. Real talk, raking the leaves, bro, through the neighborhood, just like $5 real quick. You know what I'm saying? I got another homeboy, Dre, bro. He walk in the neighborhood with a lawnmower. That man walked from his granddad's house to my house, pulling the lawnmower, fool. Pulling the lawnmower to my house. I'm like, bro, what you doing? He said, bro, this hustling shit, bro. And that's the same one, man, that's the same, bro, solid. I went from seeing him doing shit like that to, bro, we in the bathroom, Coach Strazzy busting off in there. We count money and sorting candy. Because we were getting it from the dollar store for a dollar, selling that school for $3. We taking Converse and New Balance and shit. We're selling them for like 30, 40 a pop. Like crap. Like that's where I come from, bro. I've always been a hustler. But anyways, I'm taking that work ethic, that discipline, that mindset, and all of the skills that I've learned through working jobs and all of the information, all of the people, all of the resources that I ended up gaining, bro. I'm putting it all into one. Because guess what? At any given second, bro, I could pop off right now. I actually did the math. I technically have 22 streams of income. I have 22 possible streams of income. And with the introduction of AI, all I'm finna do is literally try to activate as many of these as I can. Even if I shot for like 10,000, this is bare minimum shit, bro. I done made way more than 10,000 just flipping on eBay alone, okay? Over my career on eBay. But just think about that. It's not that hard to make 10,000 in general, bro. If you just really, truly think about it, it don't take that much to make 10,000. Imagine if I made 22 things, make $10,000, bro. I'm straight. Or if I made, honestly, I can make 10 of these things, make 1,000. I don't even need all 22 to work. All I need is 10 to work and to make me 1,000 each. Boom. That's it. It's not that hard. I can easily flip and get $1,000 on eBay. All you got to do is go to Play-Doh's, get you some shoes, bro. Junk remove. You got a truck, bro? It's folks that'll pay you $100 to get their couch. Take that junk to Goodwill. That's all you need, bro. Oh, no, I'm saying 1,000, bro. All you need is 10,000 for 10 things, bro. I said 1,000. That's my fault. You need 10 things to hit 10,000. And that's easy. It's not that hard to do 10,000. I think I did say that right, but I think I accidentally did the math as 1,000 in my head. I don't know. I'm sitting up here watching all these kids and everything moving around. And I'm just in a good mood right now. I'm just locked in, bro. Like, it's just my mind. I'm like, right now, I'm sitting on the podcast, like, blueprinting about a whole nother. Like, I'm a workaholic, bro. So for everybody that don't know me, bro, like, that is what I do. That is what I've been doing. I got off of the radar to build the foundation for all of my dreams, bro. And, like, fast forward, I started a physical business. So now I learned the game of a physical business, but sales taught me how to hire for that. Sales taught me how to construct and operate a business and scale it like all in one, bro. It taught me everything. That was my cheat code, working in sales. That was when I discovered the cheat code. So now, not only can I have a physical business and easily clear six figures with that, I can do that shit digitally. But with digital, it's really just so you can do as much as you want to. That's why you try to get your hands and dibble and dabble as much as you possibly can out here. Learn as many skills as you possibly can, bro. Set up those avenues. People gonna judge you. People gonna say that you need to stick to one thing. You need to stick with this, stick with that, bro. Look, do your own thing. Learn as much as you can. Because worst case scenario, guess what? You can always be an instructor and get you another bag. Real talk. Just to break it down, I can literally stop right now. Like, even if the podcast could go crazy one of these days, bro, it could really just go crazy. I could just sit here and podcast for the rest of my life and just educate. But guess what? I can build a bigger audience than somebody else who didn't go out and try as many things, because I've gone out there and I've tried that many things and have been decently good at it. It's not like I went out here and failed. That's the crazy part about it, bro. You'll be shocked at how much shit you throw at the wall and shit stick. This is how I sell myself on my next venture, bro. I talk it out to myself. If I can sell myself. Remember, I went into sales. That's how I used to memorize my pitch, bro. Memorizing a sales pitch, all you're doing is just saying it over and over. So guess what I used to do? I used to pitch the tango. I used to pitch to myself in the mirror. Or I used to walk around, just pitch myself, talk to myself, give myself objections. Guess what? I do that now. Well, now I done got to the point to where I'm not doing any more business ventures. Like, I got the cheat code. I'm just waiting on God to bless me. In the meantime, I'm enjoying my journey and trying to come back and just give more of myself out there to people who, you know, there's people out there who probably like my company, or, you know, they probably miss me, or they trying to figure out what I'm up to. Simple shit like that, you know? So, like, that's why I'm coming back to podcast, to give myself, like, bro, I've been through the ringer. I done been through some shit, bro. I done really fought out here to really bring it, just to get the foundation set. Like, when people tell you on social media that this shit is hard, and, bro, they ain't capping to you. That's one thing I do agree with social media, bro. It's not easy. Bro, you would damn near go crazy. I told my girl earlier today, bro, I was like, bro, this shit was driving you crazy. Real talk. You got to have healthy habits. Like, now I got healthy habits, which is why I'm podcasting. I podcast outside. So I get to hear the birds chirping. Because, bro, when I be so locked in, like, I'm a dangerous ass hustler. Like, I'm really ferocious in given instances, bro. Like, if things are not going my way, I'm ferocious, bro. For real. Like, I am very passionate about what I do. I really think that I'm good, you know? So, like, I really am proud of my craft. I'm proud of my journey. I'm proud of how far I've come. So, you know, when things aren't going my way, I lose my mind, because I put in so much work, bro. Like, I be trying to get people to understand this shit, bro. I really be out here hustling. I've been doing this. Like, I don't have any vacation pictures. I don't have memories like talking about, bro. My memories from my 20s have been me being a YouTuber, being a podcaster, being a flipper. That is how much I sacrificed. That's why I wanted to come back and podcast, so I could give people updates, bro. Like, I'm probably not the same king. I'm probably the same king to other people that really, really knew me. But, like, over my career and, like, over my journey, bro, like, I've changed. I've, you know what I'm saying? I look at things different. I move different. I ain't never, like, being around people, like, talking about anyways. But I even move way more different than that, bro. Like, I really like a digital entity. I'm not saying I want to live in, like, a simulation world, but, like, low-key, like, the more that I can handle digitally, like, I really feel like it'll help me. Like, it'll benefit. It'll be more beneficial to me. Not necessarily just making more money off of it, but, like, I genuinely just don't like being around people. Like, I'm going to try to work on it and practice. You know, I told my girl that that's something that I do want to work on. It's, like, I want to be able to go out and actually do stuff. Like, the reason why I don't necessarily go out like talking about it is because, like I said, bro, it's muscle memory. Whenever you lock in so much and that's just what you're so used to, you like stuff just fly. It's just certain stuff you don't even just think about. It don't even be on your mind. Or like anytime you go somewhere, like with me, I'm a severe hustler. Like, I don't like to use the term disorder, but like, I really think that like I have like a hustling addiction, but not like a gambling type hustling addiction. But I have a hustling addiction to the point to where, like, if I go out anywhere, bro, like, I'm thinking of a business idea. Like, I could sit in your backyard, bro, and see a stick and think of something that you can sell on Etsy. Dead ass serious. I was talking to my girl earlier. I was like, bro, it only takes $275 per day to clear $100,000. Now, granted, if you do everything properly and you sit off 20%, you won't clear $100,000, so you'll probably have to make around $350. $350 a day, you'll clear out $100,000. Like, you'll take home $100,000. That's if you just don't have anything else. You feel what I'm saying? If you somehow clear, if you profit $350 every single day, you will easily clear six figures, even after taxes, bro. But like I was telling him how to do that. Like, you could get in trash and junk removal. You could save up all of that money from, like, getting couches and shit, bro. You can get you a trailer. You can leave a trailer outside. Or if you just got enough, if you got a good credit score, bro, just get you a loan to go get you a trailer. If you got a truck already, take that trailer and you just put it on Facebook Marketplace. Say $375 for a day rental. So people rent it up for a day. If people want you to put it in there, you say $500 day rental. And guess what? All you got to do is drive your truck. All you got to do is drive your truck with that trailer. You drop that. You drop the trailer off for the day. You go pick it up whenever they get done. And you know what I'm saying? You take that junk home, or you, if you still got time in the day, you know what I'm saying? You can pick it up. Or, I mean, shit, you can pick it up the next day and dump it in. You make $500 a day being a trash man. It's shit like that, bro. I done got my hands into everything. And I don't even, like, I came up with that idea by looking at something on, like, on YouTube. But then, like, ever since, like, I was looking at something like, damn, bro, like, these folks is not lying. Like, people put shit on the side of the road all the time. Anywhere I go, bro, even if it's a coffee shop, I'm going in there. I'm like, how are they getting me to buy them coffee? Like, how are they selling me? You got to think about it. I'm a salesman, bro. I'm a professional salesman at the end of the day. Well, I ain't gonna say professional salesman. I am a salesman. I've worked in that industry for some months, bro. So, like, well, actually, I've been working in sales for years, technically. I mean, I've been an affiliate marketer for years, for like 3-4 years. So, like, how are people selling me? So it's like a lot of stuff that I'm thinking about it from another perspective. Like, I just think about everything from a different perspective. Anytime I'm spending money, like, what did they do to sell me? If I bought something online, shit, I just had to like it, so they sold the design, you know what I'm saying? But, like, in person, like, if I go to a coffee shop, bro, because you got to think about it. If somebody got a nasty attitude, bro, you're not going to go there. Not only you going to leave there at that time, you ain't going to never come back. Or it's going to be a while before you come back again. So it's like, how are they selling me? If I'm having the most perfect experience, how are they selling me to where I'm coming back here every single time? What are they doing? And then boom, I take everything that I'm learning from watching their business, and I take all of that and I piece it together and I come up with my own in my head, just probably on steroids and probably like more techie approach to it, to make it just a little bit more smoother, a little easier on everybody. But that is me. That is King, bro. The person who will always figure it the fuck out. A person who ain't gonna never quit. A hustler, bro. I'm a straight up hustler. I don't even consider myself an entrepreneur, bro. My customer called me a professional hustler. Like, I damn near had made that, like, my brand name, bro. He called me a professional hustler. Bro, I started that trash and junk removal, branched off into mobile detailing. People love to get their cars clean. That's easy-ass money, bro. You can charge $140. You can do two cars a day. You're making $280. Every single day, you're making $280, bro. You're going to clear six figures. All you got to do is keep chemicals in a bucket. Bro, do an old school, bro. Do two cars a day, bro. You'll make, you see what I'm saying? And that's, and 140 is like a dirty car, fool. If you do a truck, bro, imagine you doing two trucks a day. You get up, you start on your first truck at like 8 o'clock. You finish the other one at 12. You take a lunch break, you go knock the other one out from one. Boom, bro. And let's say you charge $200, bro. You made $400 right then and there, bro, that day. You just do that shit over and over, bro. And one thing about all of this hustling shit, bro, take all of that information, figure out what works. Keep throwing shit at the wall while shit working. Keep throwing shit at the wall. Because guess what? It's going to come a time where you can pick and choose what worked the best. What did you enjoy the best? That is the phase that I'm in now. What do I enjoy most? Keem is a tech savvy ass dude. He loves technology. I love creating content. So what am I doing? I'm going to be, you know, a full-time content creator. I'm going to be a full-time, basically an educator, teaching people how to get game, bro. I really want people to get game without having to go through all of the shit that I had to go through, bro. I'm telling you. But them 30, you know what I'm saying? Them $20, $30, $40,000 losses, boy, them bitches hurt. Bruh, man, lose 20 just because it ain't even, then it's the thing, bro. If you put your own money up, bro, you have to look at it as an investment. You ain't gonna get that money right back. So don't take it as no L, bro. You just won't see it, and you have to treat everything like a pipeline, bro. If you up that 20, you ain't seeing that 20 for a hot second, bro. You ain't getting that back instant. It don't work like that. But I had to learn that. So I'm going to use my platform to get y'all the real game. How to hustle healthily, bro. Like, I'm glad that I'm in a relationship with the person that I am in a relationship with, because, like, they a hustler, too. She a hustler, too. She got her own business and shit. So, like, you know, we really share the same fucking problems at the end of the day. But it's good to have that relatability with somebody, fool. Because other than that, bro, you're going to go, bro, you will go crazy. You will go crazy out here, bro. But, like, I want to be able, like, I give her game all the time. Because, I will bet on myself if I don't do nothing else, bro. I'll bet the world on myself, because I know I'm going to win. But guess what? One thing that I notice about it, bro, when you can be betting on yourself, bro. You can bet all the way 100% on yourself at the risk of your own. Folks is still not going to wait for you to get your shit, you know what I'm saying, to get that shit going. For real. Because depending on how much you bet, bro, it take time. Folks ain't finna wait that whole time, bro. So, like, you got to think about it. When you bet your money, bro, you're not losing just your money and you ain't going to get it back right then, bro. You're going to lose a little bit of your pride. You're going to lose a little bit of your ego. You're going to lose that money. You're going to lose all kinds of shit, bro. You're going to lose emotions here and there. I'm telling you. Bro, it get hard, bro. But you got to hang in there. You got to keep going. I've been fighting all this long, bro. I'm losing right now, but guess what? I'm still winning. Overall, I'm losing because I'm not where I want to be. But guess what? I can still look at myself on the same coin. I know I'm way farther than where I was, and I know I'm nice with it. I just know God gonna bless me. I have to wait for my blessing, bro. I have to, because mine finna hit so hard I can't get it overnight. So, like, that's king. That's another king, bro. That's me. I'm faithful. I'm confident as fuck in myself, bro. People call me arrogant all the time, but I don't give a damn. I know what I can do. The proof is in the pudding. Everything that I've said that I will do it, bro. Up to this point, literally, I have never taken an L, not a loss. I don't take losses, bro. I only learn. And I'm not saying it as how other people be saying, bro. Genuinely, I have never taken a loss, bro. Even every business venture that I've started, there are business ventures that I've started. Like, for instance, YouTube, bro. If you become an Amazon affiliate and you become a YouTube and you become a YouTube partner, bro, you literally get paid for the rest of your life. As long as you got your content up. So even I could fall off the face of the earth. I could, like, it don't matter what goes on. At least twice a month, I have two paydays in a month, regardless. God could bless a whole bunch of traffic on one video. You know what I'm saying? He could have blessed me with a whole bunch of traffic at one portion. And then whenever it's a rainy day, he blessed me. YouTube could go crazy anytime, bro. Shorts be going crazy. I got shorts with 40,000-50,000 views. I got YouTube videos with like 30,000. I got a few of them with at least double digit thousand. So, like, anything like that, bro. So at the end of the day, 2 days out of 30, I'm going to get paid. Now, granted, do I still be around here pissed off? Hell yeah, bro. I'm just hungry. I work my ass off, and folks don't understand it. But if you become a YouTube partner and an Amazon affiliate, bro, you can literally get paid for the rest of your life. All you got to do is hustle hard. Build a platform that's gonna keep feeding those links, bro. I've been getting paid once a month from Amazon for the past 3 years. I've never missed a check. I still get paid to this day from Amazon links that I put on YouTube like 2019, 2020, bro. That's some real shit. That real game. And you know, a lot of people will see me not flexing on Instagram and stuff. So this is came. I'm not a flexer, bro. Like, when I flex, like, you gonna feel it. Like, you really gonna feel some kind of way. Like, you low-key gonna wish you would've never even had me out there, because I'm gonna do it one time. Because a lot of people that follow me on social media, like, I'll hit something. Like, if somebody got me bent a little bit, and you know what I'm saying, I gotta remind somebody, like, yeah, I'll show a little glimpse on their close friends real quick. But I don't do no flexing, because my work ethic, what people don't see, what I do day in, day out, every single day, ain't nobody gotta wake me up and tell me to do this shit. I'm telling you, when I win, folks gonna be like, ain't no way in hell. And I can win in any given second, bro. Like I said, all of my 95% of my business is all digital. I can literally get an email. I can get an email from, like, McLaren right now. Like, let me see. I ain't gonna say McLaren. Let me say, who did I send? I sent the email to somebody to be a videographer. Actually, it was like Porsche. Porsche, I believe. Yeah. I'm a Porsche fanboy. I love Porsche. That's my dream. One of my dream projects is to, like, I want to shoot a Porsche commercial one day, like, off of my phone. I want to shoot, like, a professional I want to shoot a professional ass commercial off my phone for Porsche, but they sent me something back in like German. You know, the second part was in German, but the first part, you know what I'm saying, they was like, you know, we'll keep you on the side just in case, like we'll save this email in case we may need you one day. And you know, some people don't think like that, bro. Like, you could literally win at any given second, bro. An email that you sent out, you could be going, you could be at your very, very bottom. You just think everything is hopeless, bro. Keep your faith in God. Stay confident in yourself, bro. Keep your skills up. Don't be sitting back bullshit. Because when somebody call on you, bro, when God call on you, he gonna call on you. And bro, I done emailed so many people. I done emailed from Bugatti. I done emailed Versace, Lamborghini, Ferrari, Hublot, Audemars Piguet, Patek Philippe, bro, so many different brands. Steve Harvey's team, Steve Harvey got a new brand called Elevate. I emailed the Elevate team, and I think it's for like mental health, I can't remember exactly what it is. It's like for health. It's like a healthy type brand though. But like, I emailed them, bro. I done emailed so many dealerships in Florida, Atlanta, California. Real estate agents, bro. Bro, I've literally emailed like 10,000 people. You think I'm not finna win, bro? Bro, when I win, it's gonna go stupid. I just gotta thug it out, bro. So Keem is this resilient juggernaut. I can do anything I want to. Anything I truly want to, I'm gonna make it come true. I conquer my dreams, bro. That is what I do. And I get on the podcast. I'm starting to get back on the podcast so you guys can see me manifest this shit, bro. You can see what happened when you bust your ass and you keep on. You just do not quit. And what I mean by don't quit, bro, it's okay to take a day off. I promise you it's okay. Now, it took me years to do this. Like, this is coming from a dude. If I ain't made it, I gotta make $1,000 a week just sleeping in bed. And if you think I'm cap, you can ask my girl. I literally just broke that down to her. I was like, bro, I'm on the couch because I don't feel satisfied. Like, I have those moments where I sleep back. I get my ass back on the couch, bro. Like, what you sleeping in the bed for? Like, some people will say that's a little bit extreme, but like, that is just how I do myself. Everybody do themselves different. Real talk. But you gotta be that person that's gonna lock you in, bro. You can't be easily movable, bro. I mean, you can't be easily moved. You can't be, you know what I'm saying? Social media shouldn't play that much of a part in your motivation. Like, if you wake up and you feel unmotivated, you know what I'm saying? It's okay to take one day off, but don't let this shit become a habit. And one thing I always got told as a kid, bro, don't never let one thing become a habit. It's okay to take a day off, just don't let it become a habit. You know what I'm saying? Do things healthily, bro. So, you know what I'm saying? It's okay to sleep in the bed. Don't charge yourself $1,000 like me. You don't have to. I'm saying it works, but you don't have to. It works for me. It makes me go harder. But granted, I don't even know how much harder I can go. I'm always doing something. I don't take days off. Even my day off today was my day off. Guess what I'm doing? I'm still recording this episode. That's just how I do. Like I said, bro, motivation, you have to take that shit with a grain of salt, bro. You have to be disciplined. You have to let shit become muscle memory. If you don't let that shit become muscle memory, bro, like, you just won't get to the next level. I just know I'm almost there. So I'm finna go ahead and manifest this shit and rub it out there. Just let people know, like, hey, look, this is what I'm about to do. But also to keep tuning in, because I'm gonna give y'all all of the game. All of the stuff that I've learned over the years, bro. Like, y'all don't know how many doors I done just walked in, bro. It's been buildings where I ain't have no business in there. Like, literally, I would walk in there and be on some, like, hey, look, I know I ain't got no business in here, but can you just answer this question for me? Real talk. And we sit down and talk for hours. Real deal. It's people that I got to meet, bro. I never say their names, bro. But I look, shout out to y'all. Thank y'all for giving me all of the game, all of the resources, bro. Wherever you want to be in life, go find them people. If your parents aren't where you want to be at in life, I'm not saying find new parents. Go find other people to look up to that's around your parents' age, bro. If it just helps you that much. Go adopt you an uncle and an auntie, bro. Like, with my mama, she started her own business, so I always looked up to that. But y'all know Adrian, my best friend, bro. So, like, I fucks with Adrian tough. So, like, Uncle Steve, fool, I always been looking up to Uncle Steve. Because, bro, just what he do, bro. He always on it. Always. But I seen that as, like, a kid, bro. And it's like, I'm glad I was around him at such a young age to, like, see how he do that, bro. Like, seeing his team, meeting his team. Like, these are the type of people that he choosing to work with type deal, bro. You know what I'm saying? He know the game, learning the game. I ain't saying I just be eavesdropping on your combos, and you know, but I be listening. I peep game, bro. It's good watching people like that, bro. Go adopt you an uncle or auntie, bro. Like, somebody that's where you want to be whenever you grow up. Like, you know, it's no disrespect to anybody's parents or anything like that, but, like, bro, you can't help where your parents landed in life, bro. That ain't got nothing to do with you. That ain't got nothing to do with you. Always aim big, bro. My main motivation was where I come from and, like, watching my mom, seeing what my mama had to do, bro, to take care of me. That's always been my motivation, bro. That's how I got into cooking, bro. That's a fun fact about me. I literally got into cooking because I didn't want to bother my mama. Like, my mama used to work night shifts at the hospital. So I used to get up early in the morning before she would get back home to try to cook my breakfast so she wouldn't have to work all of those hours in the hospital, bro, and then come home and have to cook me breakfast. I just didn't think that was right. Like, even as a kid, bro, I was like, bro, that's not right. You don't do people like that. So even as a kid, and that's my mama, you know, to a certain extent, that's her job to feed. Well, at that age, bro, like, yes, that was her job. But, like, no. If I have the abilities to do something, I'm going to do it. So watch my mama do all, you know what I'm saying? Like, it started at a young age for me, bro. Like, watching where I come up at. Like, my granddaddy don't never want to get out the hood. And, like, I'm going to force him. Hopefully, I can bring the bag home. I can force him out the hood, bro. Like you can still own the crib, bro, but you not living here. Use this as a tourist attraction or something. Use this joint as a hotel, bro. Like, get up out of here. Let me show you life, bro. Like, in Greenville, you know, like, up here in Northwest Arkansas, bro, I'm seeing Teslas every day like it ain't nothing. Porsches every day like it ain't nothing. Hell, electric cars in general. Hell, it's some cars that be popping up around here. I be having to Google what the name is, bro, because it's so many different companies that be popping up, but they somehow be up here. You see what I'm saying? Like, it's so much different stuff. It's a change of scenery, bro. But, like, I want to get my folks out of Greenville and, like, get them out here where they see stuff like this. I want to buy land, bro. I want to create, like, a family reservoir for my family, bro. Like, that is where we go when we get right. Like, that's our, like, weekly. It's like a weekly mental vacation trip, bro. Like, I want to have places where they are designated vacation trips. No phones, no work, bro. We just all go out and just focus on ourselves. Enjoy our time. And the reason why I say I want stuff like that too is because I sacrificed so much of my 20s, bro, to the point to where I, like I said, I don't have many memories of my 20s. So that's why I do create digital memories. Like, that's why I create so much content, y'all. My content, yes, like, some people can consider it entertainment, and I'm glad that you guys like it, but it's literally a digital catalog. Because I know one day, bro, I used to play a whole bunch of sports. I used to hit people with my head down in football. I done had concussions. I know one day my memory ain't gonna be the best. I'm not gonna be able to remember every single last thing about myself, but when I do have those episodes, guess what? I have like 50, 60 years of my memories, bro. So when I do snap back into it, I can relive my life again. But guess what? I can make more memories, more enjoyable memories, the harder I hustle. I can get this shit knocked out, bro. I can get this shit rolling, and, like, I'm cool. I ain't gonna even say I'm coasting, because I'll never coast. I want to be a digital nomad. And even with being a digital nomad, I'm not gonna be like some of these people that just, they do this work just to travel. Like, no, I'm gonna be on a plane building websites or handling business, bro. No days off. That is what I like to do. Business is me. Business is king. Like, before Money Man came out with I'm a Walking LLC, bro, like, I literally, back since Chaotic Fitness, bro, Monster Energy, y'all need to hit me up, because y'all kind of sort of use my shit for energy drink, bro, and y'all act like y'all ain't seen that email. Don't be trying to play slick, bro. I still got y'all. But, like, bro, I've been, you know what I'm saying, I've been doing it for something, bro. I've been out here. I got inside, but when I pop outside, I'm going to pop outside on my own time. I think that's how we need to shift how we think about it in life, bro. Like, yes, we in our 20s, we have plenty of time, but you have to think about it, bro. The faster you knock this shit out, the more you can chill, bro. The more you can chill. And with me, I want to chill the most I possibly can, because the more I can chill, the more I can straight up focus on, like, my health, my mental health, my family, doing projects. I'm only going to, like, two more ventures max, and that's going to be with tech. And really, I'm using tech to advance myself. You know, I may have a couple other projects depending on who I meet along the road. And real estate. Those are the only two things that I'm going into after this. But whenever I go into real estate, I want to have the money there. I want to be able to do whatever the hell I want to do. When I travel, I want to travel on my own time. I want to get up and go. If I wake up and I say I want to go to Canada, fuck it. Wake up, go to Canada. Or if I just want to get in the car and just ride around. I just want to get in the car one day and be like, you know what, I'm bored. Let me just see where this interstate takes me if I just keep straight and take a random exit. You know, like, I want to be able to do stuff like that, really enjoy my life so I can make these memories and continue. Like, I'm gonna be vlogging and everything, bro. Like, it's going to be a lot of game and vlogs. I'm going to really show y'all, like, I really think that over this whole entire journey, I've been so many different entities. It's time for me to just, my biggest bag is to tie everything up and just be myself, bro. I sell myself all the time. I might as well sell myself digitally. I sell myself physically. I could probably go in your house, take some off your coffee table and sell it back to you. And you don't even know. Like, for real. So I know I'm very, very confident in myself. And I'm going into greatness. I'm just in this processing period right now. But also, I feel like I'm just only processing because I haven't made an episode like this to really just sit down and tell people, you know, this is what I do, bro. This is me. This is Keem. This is how I act. This is how I think about things. You know, I kind of push everybody away before they actually get to know me, you know? And, like, I do want to get to the point, too. I forgot to mention this, too. Like, I want to get to where I'm actually remembering people's names for real, for real. Remembering stuff about people. Like, that's one thing about getting in this relationship, bro. I've learned that, like, I actually take out more time to learn what she like. Like, I life has been coming around full circle where I'm just trying to, you know what I'm saying? Like, now that I feel like I've gotten everything under control, I got the foundation set. Like, it's like I'm trying to do everything the right way. So, like, I saw everything that I did wrong. Now I'm in the phase of life where it's like, hey, look, we just rebuilt the foundation. Now it's time to do everything right. And I just catch myself doing things completely different. Like, I'm knowing favorite colors and shit. Movies. I'm watching movies, bro. I don't even watch movies. I don't even watch TV, bro. Let's just keep it real. Now, if I do, the only two things that I watch, bro, I watch Snowfall. That's my favorite TV show, but I only watch that whenever I'm trying to come up with a play. Like, if I get to thinking too hard. And then I watch American Gangster. But she got me watching, like, Love Island and shit. What else? We watch Family Feud. We watch Family Feud because we competitive as hell. So, like, I watch a lot of Family Feud. Hey, game shows, bro, I get on y'all lad, bro. Real talk. I love to watch me a game show. That's just what I like to do, bro. I like to do different things like that. Now, if I do watch TV, bro, I dare you to practice this for real. This is something that I do. I got it from Mac Miller, RIP to him. Fun fact, me and him actually got the same birthday, but January 19th. But one thing I got from Mac Miller, I actually watch TV with the music off. I mean, with the sound off. I watch it muted and no captions. And the reason why I say that, I was breaking this down to Reggie like a couple weeks ago. You're giving yourself a brain exercise because if you're watching a random ass TV show, you have to build that context. You have to piece together. You're piecing together the show as it goes on. So, like, for instance, if you're watching, like, Snowfall and you ain't watching the music, you're like, damn, like, dude just got beat. Like, I wonder what happened. And it's like, oh, snap. Like, you see drugs now. It's like, oh, shit. Like, what if Buddy? Like, it's got to be over drugs, but how in the world did it get to the point to where he's getting beat up? And you're literally putting together the episode. So by the time that the episode is over, you've put it together. And now it's like, dang, but like, what's going to happen in the next one? Like, that mystery at the very end going to be like, dang, like, you're going to be like, dang, like, how the hell, what's next then? So, like, I do, like, I love to watch movies or TV shows with the music off. Mainly like Snowfall, though. I really mainly like to watch Snowfall with the no captions, no sound at all. And, like, it's really interesting, bro. It's a mental exercise. I really recommend y'all to try that. But, like, you know, that's the type of stuff that I do. I be off of the radar, you know, and just be, you know, just I handle business and try to keep my gal happy, bro, and chill with our dogs. That's basically all I do, bro. I be off to myself, you know. I have good days. I have bad days like everybody. Ain't nobody perfect. But, you know, I really be enjoying the fuck out of my life. It's crazy. It's really crazy. Like, I'm still a kid at heart, bro. I'm a grown-ass man, but I'm a kid at heart. I'm going to chase my dreams. I'm a dreamer forever, bro. And for everybody who, you know, if you never felt accepted, I want you to feel accepted on this platform. You know, it's a lot of people, it's a lot of these ideas and a lot of this stuff that I brought up in this podcast that, like, you know, people have brushed off whenever I said this shit. Or, like, you know, let's be real. Let's be realistic. Come on, King, you sound crazy. You know what I'm saying? I had to deal with all of that, like, for majority of my life. So, like, if you've had to deal with shit like that, bro, like, this is the perfect platform for you, because you can always hit me up on Instagram or, like, YouTube or something. Just drop it down in the comments, bro. I got people who leave me essays, bro. I read all of them and respond back to them. You know, it's people that done, you know what I'm saying, emailed me essays, bro. Shout out to y'all. Like, it's people that from around the world that I just sit there, bro. I'm like, dang, I really touched somebody. So it's like now I'm really kind of just doing it to the broadest level. Like, I'm taking all of my trades. I'm finna be the true jack of all trades, not only just in the digital world, but just as an entity, bro. I feel like I'll be, and, you know, being yourself is really your bag, bro. But, like, with me, I do so many different things. I don't know anybody else out there that is famous that actually do everything, bro. Like, literally. Think about it, bro. It's a lot of people who out here are just niche, bro. Like, you got people who give, like, financial advice. I can sit on this podcast and give financial advice all fucking day, okay? All day. I can make you a 3-hour episode on how to come up real quick in 6 months. Where to put your money. How to pay yourself properly. How to handle the paperwork. Like, I could sit down and break all that shit down. How to get into real estate. You know what I'm saying? Different side hustle ideas that you could just have going and you ain't even got to do shit, bro. You might just wake up, open up your bank account, and you flood it. Shit like that, bro. I can also motivate you to get off your ass and go do something. Because I'm going to cut it plain and simple for you. Everything in life is figure outable, bro. And if I ain't figured it out, I will. But it ain't that much out here that I ain't figured out. One thing about me, if I don't know how to do nothing else, I know how to make a damn dollar. I really think, like, making money to a certain extent, bro, is a skill. I think my main skill is how to make money, bro. How to make, because I know how to, it's just like, anytime that something goes south for me, I always know how to get myself out, bro. I know how to get myself out. If I want something, I know how I can go get it. Like now, bro, like, we got 3 dogs. I'm like, it ain't that many places around here that got, you know what I'm saying, a backyard. Unless you buy a house. I'm like, fuck, I got to buy us a house. Straight up. So I ain't got to deal with no land. You know what I'm saying? So I ain't got to deal with nobody, like, saying, like, hey, you can only have, like, fuck that, bro. Just buy a house. So, like, it's like, I just come up with ideas. Like, all right, instead of renting, you got to buy. And then on top of that, I'm still going to be a digital nomad. So it's like, okay, so while I'm being a digital nomad, I'm going to have to sit the money off to the side to go do that. All right, that's easy. Okay, so like, boom. So like now at this point, I'm just moving and plugging and playing, really. I got the system. I know the blueprint. Now I'm just doing it. You know what I'm saying? I can just teach you how to do shit like that, bro. Whenever I'm not in my house, bro, Airbnb that shit. Literally, Airbnb it. So I'm making money on the road while I'm being a digital nomad. But also, I got a crib that's making me money, bro. I'm telling you, I really think it's a skill to a certain extent to make some money. It just depends on how bad you want it, bro. How bad do you want it? It's too many opportunities out here for me to not get mine. That's the thing about it. So, like, I can give you the motivation to get off your ass. I can give you the game for free, bro. And I ain't finna charge you to get on here and, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is just me. It's gonna be random-ass topics. I may go all over the wall, but, like, at the end of this episode, bro, after all of my episodes, I want you to sit back and be like, damn, bro, that man really knows something, bro. I'm not saying I'm the smartest person out here, but bro, I really have done some shit, bro. I done experimented. I done took all of the risks, bro. I'm giving you all of the game and guaranteed results, bro. I'm giving you that shit through the platform, bro, through radio, fool, through a podcast. I'm giving you, like, look, you do this, you're going to make this. Guaranteed, straight up. So if y'all are interested in stuff like that, bro, stay tuned and stick around. I'm going to give you all of the game because I don't need it, hell. I'm using it, so shit. I ain't gonna tell y'all exactly, like, I ain't finna give y'all the whole entire strategy and recipe of how I do my things because, like, my shit is so detailed. One, I couldn't do that. I have a whole routine, and I have all kinds of ways of how I can get shit done that I'm not finna explain. I just don't have time for this shit. But, like, anything else, bro, I'm gonna teach you how to make your own bag, bro, and inspire you. Well, since somebody did say I've inspired them before, let's say, yeah, inspire them. I inspire everybody, bro. That's what I'm going to try to do and just really put y'all on game. Hang in there. Whatever you want to do in life, bro, you can literally do this shit. Bro, at one point, I was making money breeding plants, bro. Swear to God. breeding plants, bro. Breeding plants. Think about this shit, bro. I had a fish tank. I literally had a fish tank that was producing me at least $100 to $200 a month. I swear to God. I was making $100 to $200 a month off of my fish tank. This is no bullshit. And honestly, thinking about it, I was probably bringing home $100 and $200 after, like, shipping and shit, bro. Gross, bro. I was probably doing damn near $300, bro, off of a fucking fish tank with snails, shrimp. Oh, bro, a fish tank that I literally, no fish filter, bro. I had no water filter, no none of that shit. So when I say I know ways to get shit done, I know how to make shit happen. I genuinely know how to make this shit happen. I'm a plant artist. People are like, what the fuck is that? I can style your wedding with plants, bro. The way that people give you, like, bouquets and shit, I can make fresh plant bouquets that you can have for forever. Flowers don't last for forever. Plants can. You see what I'm saying, bro? I'm going to give you the game for sure. This is what that's what I'm going to do, bro. That's what this platform going to be. I'm going to give you the game. For real. And then the kids out here getting these snacks again. This damn Simba, he out here jumping on the fence and shit. Hey, how you doing? Simba out here jumping and shit. I know. I was literally just talking about that. I was like, he over there jumping and... That's Simba for you. What, Simba be cutting up, bro. Simba really need his own TV show, but guess what? I'm going to produce him a TV show. Bro, he a golden retriever, bro. He bad as hell, low-key. His mama be spoiling him, though. I be getting on her about that. That's why he be acting like that. Because he don't be doing this shit with me, bro. He be knowing who to do that Simba shit with. He be doing it with... I'm telling you, bro. He be... ooh-y. I swear, I'm going to get some good reels of him when he really up to his shit, bro. He be going through, like, he be getting, like, my towels, like, my bath, bro. He be going through my shit, bro. He don't never mess nothing up, though. That's one thing I give him credit for. He don't mess nothing up. He's just always in something, bro. Always doing some shit. But, yeah, bro, like, this is a podcast where, you know what I'm saying, I be outside, bro. I get a lot of stuff off my mind, but at the same time, bro, I really help some of y'all. Because it ain't no point, bro. It ain't no point in me hoarding all of this info to myself, bro. It literally will not benefit me because I'm using it right now. And then, like, even if I put it out there, bro, it's only a small percentage of y'all just keeping it a book, bro. It's only a small percentage of y'all that's actually going to do all this shit, bro. I could teach you how to do this shit all day. I could tell you exactly what to do, how to make six figures in a year easily, bro. I could do this shit all day long. But it's still only going to be a handful of y'all that's going to do this shit, bro. Not everybody want to see money like that. Not everybody really give a damn. But, you know, that's... I guess I can call it. On this episode, I might drop another one later on today, but, you know, thank y'all for tuning in. That was Who Is King, bro. Hopefully, they gave you a good description of who I am and just the stuff that I do, the stuff that I'm about, the stuff that I like, bro. Like, bro, I'm just trying to get this money and invest so I can sit on my ass. Really, bro. Enjoy my life. We can take us some trips. We got trips planned, and she love to travel, so I'm like, damn, I got a shit. Damn, passports and shit. Costs, then you got fucking, you know, we going to Austin soon, but, you know, we still want to go to Oregon. Well, I'm going to Oregon for, like, my birthday type shit, but you already know we're going to probably take, like, 2-3-4 more trips in between it from now to January. I'm like, fuck, bro, I got to get that bag. So, yeah, while I get my bag, I'm going to tell y'all how to get one through my trials and error. Simba, what you doing, bro? Don't die, bro. Don't you come over here with all that, bro. You're doing good out there. You probably did something you had no business. I could tell by the way you was running. But yeah, bro, that's really all I'm about, bro. I'm really just chasing greatness, chasing success. Ooh, dang, I just thought about it. I got a FaceTime call coming up in the evening too. But yeah, bro, I hope that was a good description of y'all. And hopefully y'all stay tuned in. Well, I'm going to drop episodes regardless, but, you know, I'm going to clip this up and start putting it on Instagram, bro. This is, like, I really feel like I just be putting out, I ain't know how I feel like, bro. I just know I be giving out some golden gems of game, bro. And I got so much in my back pocket. Like, this is really the tip of the iceberg. It's so much shit that I told y'all in here, bro. It's just really bare minimum shit. Like, I can go down a deep, bro, I can really break down a business, tell you how to run that shit, how to get it started, how to market it, how to get it going, what's the first steps you need to take, what neighborhoods to go to, bro, all that shit, bro. I can tell you the whole fucking recipe, but this is stuff that I literally had to go out and figure out myself. I ain't have, like, nobody walking the hood with me, like, in these ages, bro. I had to go and find a way, put this together. I had to go in folks' stores. Where's the manager? Who your supervisor? Hey, who owned this place? Who's the franchisee? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, but I know it's a lot of people out there that ain't as hungry as me, and I feel like that's what's going to drive me to the next level so fast is because, like, I am so, I don't know how to sit back and relax, bro. I don't like being comfortable. I do not like being comfortable. I like being on my toes. I feel better. I feel more comfortable. I feel like I'm more so in my prime type shit. Like, I feel like I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. I'm on my toes. But then, granted, even if I'm not on my toes, I'm still on my toes. You know? Like, I can get on my toes like Michael Jackson, or I can just stand on my tippy toes. You feel me? But I'll holler at y'all in the last one. I mean, I'll holler at y'all in the next one. I said the last one. I'm tripping. I'll holler at y'all in the next one, bro. I see y'all. Look, just follow me on Instagram at PLENTLR. I forgot about that. Time for another ad. So, this episode is also sponsored by Amos Williams. Amos Williams is my digital marketing agency startup, and we are a one-stop shop for all of your business and marketing needs. So whether you are trying to get started, whether you're already in the game and you're trying to grow, whether you're already developed, you just need somebody to kind of keep you tied in with the social media trends and future game planning. Look, that is what I do. I got you. That is what I'm here for. I offer all of that. So all of my services, so you could see different quotes, or just if you just need my contact information, it will be down in the description below. Check out Fiverr for all of the quotes and see, you know, if there's a particular service that you may need, the price will be on there. If you don't see the price, just email me. All right. And that is all for today. So thank you for tuning in to today's episode. I hope you enjoyed the discussion and possibly learned something new and, you know, laughed every now and then. You know, hopefully I was able to give you a good laugh here and there. But if you do have any thoughts or feedback, I'd love to hear back from you. Just leave a comment below or reach out to me on social media. And remember, if you do want to stay up to date with all of my latest episodes, be sure to hit that subscribe button wherever you may get your podcast. So this podcast is available on all major podcasting platforms. So not only just Spotify, but also Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and many more platforms. So with all of that being said, I will see you guys in the next one.